every Green Diva needs a sidekick. At the Green Divas radio show, they're called Green Dudes. Time now for a deeper shade of green from a guy's perspective.
Okay, well, we're so happy. I'm so happy to have Paul Miller, Green Dude Paul Miller, back in the studio. It's like the old days, Paul.
It is. It's like looking backwards in time. And I so enjoy being here with you every time.
Well, and Paul's been with us when we were back in the homegrown radio studios up in Blairstown.
Yes, on the other side of the world.
And then you were down in our MTR studios for a while.
Right.
So I think we'll be having some fun making some Green Dude segments.
Absolutely.
So this week,
Diva for a Day.
Diva. You're a dude.
All man.
Ha ha ha. So you have an interesting topic today.
Yeah, having just attended a workshop last week or the week before, I guess, the New Jersey Public Policy Network.
Sounds exciting.
Yes, doesn't it? Yes. Second only to accounting.
Yeah.
It was held at the FDU Metro Campus in Teaneck, Hackettstown area. Hackensack.
Yeah.
Yes, so they'll get them.
Okay.
Get all the hacks and stuff.
Yeah, the hacks.
And it brought together some really interesting resources from the Yale Climate Communications Initiative, which brings some credibility to it, and a really incredible organization that folks around the country could look up. It's called Nexus, climatenexus.org.
I'm writing it down. Go ahead.
So the Yale folks do the research that help you understand kind of the audiences that we would look at. So this was particularly about how to talk to your neighbors and colleagues about climate change.
Hence the Yale Climate or Communications. What
exactly.
Is it again? Say it again.
I believe it was the Yale Climate Communication.
Thank
Climate
you.
Change Communications Initiative.
Yeah.
And they do a great body of research to help you understand kind of the spectrum of audiences that you'd have to talk to. Those, and you'd find yourself on this spectrum. I would think most of us, your listeners, are probably in the concerned area. We know this is real.
We believe it.
We understand that human activity has an impact on it. And then the other end of the spectrum where people don't believe it's real or they don't believe it's being affected by man-made activities.
They help folks like us who do believe and are concerned talk to people in our community, friends, neighbors, family members that are like, I don't know so much about
this.
And it gives you those what's the word I'm looking for? Not the argument, but the statistics and the reasoning.
Absolutely.
Because I know that I believe, but I don't always have those statistics at my fingertips to answer, how to answer.
I think it was most helpful, and I put it to use right away, literally the next day, meeting with someone who I didn't see eye to eye with on the issue. And they gave you a 5-point, 10-word kind of outline that you can use for yourself to communicate to others.
Can you give that to us so we can put it on?
Can.
Well, I mean, other than saying it, you're like, I'm about to.
No, it's a secret.
That we should post it on
Absolutely.
The website. Okay.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
So first, it's real. This is really happening. And I think as long as you frame it in climate change as opposed to global warming,
because in the winter,
people roll their eyes and it's 20 below zero. And what are you talking about?
And you get
all the
pictures of Al Gore freezing to death.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it's real. It's us
acknowledging
that this is based on human activity and man-made activities. And the next one is that scientists agree, and that is probably one of the most powerful. 97% of climate experts in the scientific community agree that this is real and that human activities are having an impact on the severity and frequency.
Oh, I'm writing that. I'm going to remember that statistic because that is one that kind of I want to say that, but I don't really know.
97%.
Okay.
And you'd hope that you could get people to understand that the scientific community probably spans a good representation of society, and that some of those people are more liberal or conservative, but they're scientists first and foremost, and they believe in the data, they understand science. So it's real, it's us, scientists agree, it's bad. This is really critical. We're seeing the impacts, every month in different parts of the world in extreme weather. And then finally, what's most important to all of us, because it's very easily to be paralyzed by fear, that there's hope.
Hope.
There are things we can do as an individual, as collective communities, in your workplace, in your home.
Right. And that's what we're all about here.
Absolutely.
You know, it's not all doom and gloom. There's solutions, and we're working on them.
Absolutely. But first, you have to acknowledge that there's a real problem here. And so climatenexus.org, great organization.
Great.
Terrific materials available to people all
over
the
country. So we'll look for this on thegreendivas.com. Excellent segment. Thank you, Paul.
No problem.
Want more information on this Green Dude segment and other ideas for low-stress green living? Go to thegreendivas.com. That's THE greendivas.com.